City Queer Cast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
We're talking mega gay.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm Amy Matheny.
This program is brought to you in part by American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow.
Up in the storm, I guess I'll be alright. Oh, 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 then it hits me like, oh, oh, no. And you're that wind that swept me off my feet, got me flying till I'm crying and I'm down on my knees. That's what Dorothy was afraid of, the sneaky tornado.
You're listening to the Windy City Queercast, show number 493. I'm Amy Matheny, and hope you are having a wonderful Halloween week, because we're tipping over into November this week if you're listening to this podcast. As soon as it comes out, you are either getting ready to head on down maybe to the Halsted Street big Halloween parade, or head out to the bars in costume, or it's already November and Halloween is a Fig Newton of your imagination. But it has definitely been a beautiful fall week here in Chicago. And I have to say, I've got a couple of plugs. I had a really great weekend this weekend. I went with our Windy City Times Theater series, and we went to Timeline Theater to see Wasteland, written by Susan Felder and directed by William Brown, Bill Brown. And this is such a compelling play, I cannot even tell you. And I don't want to tell too much, but just to say that if you're in the GLBT community, there's something very relevant to us as a community. But the play is essentially about two soldiers who are prisoners of war during Vietnam. And it doesn't sound like a play that I would be interested in seeing, but I knew the director and I knew the playwright, and I love Timeline, having worked there last year. And I have to tell you, it is really a compelling, wonderful, I say run, don't walk, theatrical experience here in Chicago, right in the Lakeview area. So really gather some information, go to timelinetheater.com and get your tickets, because this is a show you are going to want to say you saw. Mark my words, really, really good. And congratulations to the entire team over there, because I really loved it. And I think that our Windy City Times Theater Series folks all loved it. I was kind of watching people lean into the show, and I was so moved and laughing, and it's really, really great. Also, I spent this weekend with Scott Duff and his boyfriend, Jerry. We all went to go see the big 3-hour Cloud Atlas that the Wachowskis have directed, along with the director of Run, Lola, Run. I don't know if many of you know that small film. It came out a number of years ago, about 10 years ago now, I guess, maybe. Run, Lola, Run, the other director. There are three directors, three writers, and it's a 3-hour play, a 3-hour film, Cloud Atlas, starring Tom Hanks and Hugh Grant and Halle Berry and Susan Sarandon and Jim Burgess and Jim Broadbent. It's just, I don't know. I think you should go see it. I'm just going to say that. After about 15 minutes, because it's almost like seven different movies going on simultaneously, and they're edited together, and they're from different times and places. And, you know, all of those actors I name play anywhere from 5 to 8, 9 different characters, different genders, different races. The same actor. It's really something I've just never seen on film, and I loved it. I am still thinking about it. I was moved. After the first 15 minutes, I said, let me just not try to connect dots here. Let me not try to figure anything out. Let it just wash over me. And when the lights went down and the film was over, people clapped in the movie theater, which you don't hear every day. And it was a really cross-section, crazy wide cross-section of people. Now, the Wachowskis did The Matrix. They also did Bound with Gina Gershon and Jennifer Tilly. And I have to say, this film was super queer. And there are some gay characters in it, but just the notion of love and that we're all connected and that we're all the same and some of the major themes of the film, truly, it felt like such a queer film to me. Not for the obvious reasons. As I said, there is a gay couple in it, but I just felt like it was a super queer film. Anyhow, those are my two plugs as we head into November. Check out Timeline Theater's Wasteland, and go check out the Wachowskis' Cloud Atlas, because it's unlike anything you've seen on film to date. It's a little bit of Mad Max Thunderdome mixed with Amistad, mixed with Blade Runner, mixed with, I mean, it's so all over the place, but it really all makes sense and it works. It did work. It worked for me. I feel like I could see it a few more times. Other than that, we've got a lot going on in the news and other wonderful options for going to see theater. I'm going to some plays this week, so I'll be telling you about those. I'm going to the beautiful new Black Ensemble Theater, which I'm excited about, up here between Uptown and Andersonville. But on our show today, really, really interesting, there are some local Chicagoans who got a great idea, and the culmination of this idea was to find a way through selling vodka to raise money for the GLBT community. I mean, our community drinks a lot of vodka, so why not have our own vodka that gives a portion of the proceeds back to the gay and lesbian community? Well, I'm going to be talking with Todd Woolman, and he and his counterparts, his co-founders, his co-owners, they have done just that. They have decided, they have created a vodka called Halstead Vodka that is currently being sold in a number of bars around Chicago, where they are raising money through the sales of this vodka for the GLBT community. And like I said, what in just a great, obvious idea to pour a particular kind of vodka that pours money into our community. Halstead Vodka, the spirit of the gay community, is what we're going to be talking about today. How to get started, what was the idea's initial inspiration, and where can you get the product and help help in their efforts. So super, super cool. And so, boy, it's going to be a packed show. Can't even believe some of the news that's coming up here in just a minute.
Vancouver is home to Western Canada's largest LGBT population, and now you can enter for your chance to win the Lights, Camera, Attraction prize package to Vancouver, British Columbia. A safe and welcoming destination for diehard shoppers, avid outdoor thrill seekers, nightlife aficionados, and dedicated food lovers, Vancouver is a world-class city offering something for everyone. From sports pubs to drag shows, leather bars to dance clubs, lounges and restaurants, Vancouver's got it all. Plus, Vancouver Pride celebrations and the Vancouver Queer Film Festival in July and August, and Whistler's Winter Pride in February. Tourism Vancouver is pleased to offer you and a guest the chance to win a trip to Vancouver in 2013. For a chance to win the Lights, Camera, Attraction sweepstakes, visit tourismvancouver.com/lights by November 30th, 2012 to enter. That's tourismvancouver.com/lights.
I'm Kurt Williamson.
I'm Amy Matheny.
And this is the Week in News. The National Board of Directors of the LGBT group Log Cabin Republicans is endorsing Governor Mitt Romney for president. Their statement said, "Despite our disagreement with Governor Romney on the issue of marriage, on balance, it is clear that in today's economic climate, concern for the future of our country must be the highest priority."
President Obama has officially endorsed Washington State's Referendum 74, which would affirm marriage equality. According to Paul Bell, press secretary for Obama's reelection efforts in Washington, while the president does not weigh in on every single ballot measure in every state, the president believes in treating everyone fairly and equally with dignity and respect.
In Chicago, Mayor Rahm Emanuel's 2013 budget is likely to cause less of a stir among LGBT people than last year's. The budget keeps HIV funding intact and funds the longstanding LGBT director/liaison position, despite growing fears the job would be cut. The budget proposes cutting just $18,000 of HIV funds during hard economic times that have met drastic budget cutting measures across the country. In total, it commits $4.3 million to AIDS funding.
In Illinois, East Aurora School District 131 repealed its policy intended to keep transgendered students safe. District 131 school board members passed a policy detailing how transgender students should be treated, but reversed that decision during a packed emergency meeting October 19th. Several pro-LGBT groups, including the Illinois Safe Schools Alliance, criticized the board's reversal.
The National Center for Lesbian Rights and the law firm of Munger, Tolis, and Olson filed court papers seeking to intervene in a federal lawsuit challenging the new California law protecting LGBT young people from reparative therapy. Senate Bill 1172 goes into effect January 1st of 2013.
Ted Haggard, the Colorado minister who was involved in a 2006 drug and gay sex scandal, says that states should legalize same-sex marriage. Haggard said that although he believes marriage is a strictly heterosexual union, there's a difference between biblical and civil laws.
A new Gallup report finds that 71% of LGBT Americans who are registered voters support President Obama for re-election, while 22% support Governor Mitt Romney. From June to September, non-LGBT registered voters preferred Romney to Obama by 1 percentage point, 47 to 46%. However, when LGBT voters are added to electorate, Obama moves slightly ahead of Romney, 47 to 45%.
Service Members Legal Defense Network and OutServe announced the selection of transgender Army veteran Allison Robinson to lead the newly combined organization. Robinson was commissioned as an officer in the Army and commanded Patriot missile units in Europe and the Middle East. Most recently, she was the first deputy director for the employee programs of the HRC Foundation's Workplace Project.
UCLA psychologists report that high-risk children adopted from foster care do equally well when placed with gay, lesbian, or heterosexual parents. The psychologists looked at 82 high-risk children adopted from foster care in Los Angeles County, California. Of those children, 60 were placed with heterosexual parents and 22 were placed with gay or lesbian parents, 15 with gay male parents, and 7 with lesbian parents. The psychologists found very few differences among children at any of the assessments over the two-year period following placement.
In Illinois, U.S. Representative Joe Walsh, a right-wing Republican facing a strong challenge from progressive Democrat Tammy Duckworth in the Northwest suburban 8th Congressional District, once claimed to be progressive on gay and other issues. When he ran against a staunch progressive Representative Sidney Yates in the 9th Congressional District in 1996, Walsh claimed to be supportive of gay rights. In fact, Walsh told the Windy City Times in 1996, "If there's a more gay-friendly Republican around, I'd like to meet them."
In Kentucky, cousins Anthony Ray Jenkins and David Jason Jenkins were found not guilty of a hate crime in the first case prosecuted that involved the sexual orientation provision of the Matthew Shepard and James Byrd Jr. Hate Crimes Prevention Act. However, the defendants were found guilty of kidnapping openly gay resident Kevin Pennington. Federal prosecutors said that the Jenkinses planned to kidnap, beat, and kill Pennington because of his sexual orientation.
Bill and Melinda Gates have donated $500,000 to the campaign to uphold Washington State's gay marriage law. Washington United for Marriage, which is working to approve Referendum 74, announced the donation. Bill Gates gave $100,000 earlier this year.
In world news, in Russia, an attorney for the two jailed Pussy Riot band members says they have been transferred to prison colonies hundreds of miles from Moscow to serve their sentences. Maria Alakhina and Nadezhda Tolokonikova and Yekaterina Samustyevich were convicted of hooliganism, motivated by religious hatred, in August for protesting against President Vladimir Putin in Moscow's main cathedral in February and given 2 year sentences. Samustyevich was released on appeal.
In France, demonstrators gathered in 75 cities to oppose a bill that would allow gay marriage and adoption. However, the most indelible image from that development is likely to be the photo of two young women kissing during the rally in the city of Marseille. The two women are seen kissing in the forefront, while faces of shocked protesters can be seen in the background.
In entertainment news, Orlando Cruz, the Puerto Rican boxer who recently came out of the closet, won his first bout since doing so, posting a victory by unanimous decision over Jorge Pasos. Cruz was touched by the support on display at the Kissimmee Civic Center outside Orlando, Florida, the latest in a continuous outpouring since his announcement that made him the first active male athlete in a major sport to come out.
Singer Adele's given birth to a boy. The 24-year-old singer and her partner welcomed their child on October 19th. And her newest single is the theme song from the new upcoming James Bond movie, Skyfall.
After a national theatrical release, Kenneth Delvecchio's An Affirmative Act, the first ever courtroom drama about the legalization of same-sex marriage, is now available on iTunes and DVD. This film will be available on video on demand beginning December 4th. In this thriller, a lesbian couple is arrested and prosecuted for fraudulently marrying as a man and woman in order to obtain equal benefits.
Grammy-winning singer Barry Manilow will perform 17 shows at the St. James Theater in New York City starting on January 18th. Manilow, age 69, had 25 consecutive top 40 hits on the Billboard Hot 100 between 1975 and 1983. His new show is called Manilow on Broadway.
Former ice skater Matt Savoie married his partner, attorney Brian Boyle, earlier this month in Massachusetts. Savoie and Johnny Weir, who married his partner earlier this year as well, represented the United States in the 2006 Winter Olympics in Turin, Italy. Weir has returned to competition, hoping to qualify for the 2014 Olympics in Russia.
Lana Wachowski, the director of the Matrix trilogy and the new movie Cloud Atlas, discussed her journey as a transgender woman while receiving HRC's Visibility Award in San Francisco. Wachowski's emotional speech included stories about her inability to fit in as a child and her suicide attempt during high school. Wachowski closed her remarks by stressing that she wants to be a beacon of hope for youth struggling with those same feelings of isolation.
And on the daytime soap Days of Our Lives, the young same-sex couple, Will and Sonny, will finally make love on the show. The episode airs November 14th. And that's the weekend news brought to you by Windy City Times.
Hi, this is Christine Eversole, and you're on the Windy City Queercast.
Culture Club. Culture Club. Culture Club. Theater.
Music.
Dance.
Art.
Performance.
Provocative.
Hilarious.
Exciting.
Queer.
Innovative.
Campy.
Edgy.
Original.
Get some culture in your life.
Join the club.
For the week of October 29th, 2012, you are in Chicago's Culture Club. The Indigo Girls are coming to the Paramount in Aurora in a rare full band concert. Join Emily and Amy for a rockin' night of music, stories, and unforgettable moments, all in the acoustically perfect Paramount Theater. One night only, November 3rd. For tickets, visit ParamountAurora.com. That's ParamountAurora.com.
Chicago Shakespeare Theater, the award-winning theater that brought you last season's Follies, the number one show of 2011 by the Tribune, presents Stephen Sondheim's Sunday in the Park with George, a soaring musical about a painter's struggle between creating art and living life. For tickets, visit chicagoshakes.com/Sunday, playing through November 11th only.
Hailed as hotter than hot, River North Dance Chicago returns to the Harris Theater for two performances only on November 16th and 17th. Celebrating its 20th anniversary, artistic director Frank Chavez curates an evening of the company's most athletic and compelling contemporary works, including two world premieres. Tickets start at just $30. Visit rivernorthchicago.com.
Olivia Newton-John is coming to the Paramount in Aurora one night only. Sing along to the hits you love like Xanadu, Let Me Be There, and of course, Physical. This is her only Chicago area appearance. One night only, November 10th. For tickets, visit ParamountAurora.com. That's ParamountAurora.com.
Sometimes to find yourself, you have to get a little lost. Amanda Daynert's new musical, The Verona Project, is an electric hybrid of theater and live concert infused with original indie folk rock music. It's a modern tale inspired by Shakespeare's first comedy, The Two Gentlemen of Verona. For tickets, visit veronanu.com, running now through November 4th.
And don't miss Black Ensemble Theater's highly recommended hit musical, One Name Only. Hear all the tunes of all your favorite divas. The Tribune says it's one heck of a good time, and the Sun-Times says it sizzles. For tickets to One Name Only, visit blackensembletheater.org, playing through November 11th at the new, beautiful Black Ensemble Theater just south of Andersonville at 4450 North Clark Street.
And for more Culture Club, visit WindyCityTimes.com.
Anyone out there? Bueller? Bueller? Post a comment at WindyCityQueerCast.com.
I gave her the means, she had the will. I kept on pushing for the kill. She shot me down and left me to bleed with my gun, my gun, my gun, with my gun, my gun, my gun. Oh, oh, oh.
Well, folks, there's an interesting entrepreneurial story happening right here in Chicago in our backyard. It's a product launch that aims to give back to the GLBT community. What a wonderful idea. Todd Woolman has spent a lot of time in the news business, currently working as an afternoon news executive producer for NBC. But Todd, along with some other great folks here in town, are launching a new business venture. It's called Halstead Vodka, the spirit of the gay community. And I'm thrilled to have Todd here as I'm starting to see Halstead Vodka pop up all over the place. And I'm like, what is this product? Let me find out more about it. So Todd's here to do just that. Hey, Todd, how are you?
I'm great, and thank you for that lovely introduction. That was very nice.
Aw, well, see, you know your biz, so I will take that compliment with the weight that it is given. tell me, Todd, how does a news guy start selling hooch?
Well, I will tell you, I have been in the news business. I've worked at every television station in Chicago. But I was at CBS for 7 years, mm-hmm. and then I got laid off. And I was at lunch one day with some friends, and, you know, we came up with this idea. And it was more of, at the beginning, it was just kind of like, what can we do to help support gay marriage? And then we kind of, the conversation kind of rambled and whatever, and I started talking about a party that I had once, where all the beer was left over, but the vodka was gone.
Yep.
And I was just like, you know what? If every drink that people could buy, that's, vodka drink, if money went back to the community, I mean, that it's like a no-brainer.
Yep.
And I said, it's got to be good vodka.
Right.
it can't be crap.
Right.
So we started into this whole venture. And it really was, stop me if I just ramble on, but
no.
It was really, we did focus groups with, guys and gals in town, mostly a lot of friends of mine, but, some people brought people, and we and we came up with what we have now. But it was a long process. But
how do you do that? Like, how do you go from not even knowing? I mean, did you have an idea of like how vodka was made and what this process was going to be to get from potato to giving back to the GLBT community?
No, and this is part of this part of the story is why I think that this is meant to be, because. Not too long after I had lunch with my friends, one of my partners ran into somebody, a total stranger, who happened to be a former executive from Jim Beam.
Mm.
And you know, he was telling her about our idea, and she was just like, oh my God, it's a great idea. I want to be involved, and I want to help. And so you know, we had her and all that experience sort of to lean on, and she was the one who, you know, knew how to go to the distillery, knew, you know, sort of how spirits were made, mm-hmm. and knew that side of the business.
Wow.
So it was just like, you know, it's one of those dumb luck things, you know? Yeah.
Well, the universe seemed to be, when things are easy, I think they're supposed to be. That's one of my things.
I agree.
And when things are hard, just surrender and lay it down. If it's meant to be, it'll come back around. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's my theory on relationships too, honestly, and life in general. But you know, the gay community, we're choosy consumers and we're loyal consumers. So if you can get it right and it feels... the experience feels easy and pleasant, we're all in. So what is unique? What did you want Halstead Vodka to be as a product? And what's unique about it? How would you describe the vodka, Halstead Vodka?
Well, when we started, you know, our focus groups at first were basically about the bottle and the label and the name. Mm-hmm. And we had a lot of different names. We had a lot of different labels, and we kept coming back to Halstead. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of like, you know what, this makes sense. We're doing this on Halstead Street. I mean, our focus groups were, you know, in the basement of Minibar. Mm-hmm. And so we came up with the bottle, and then it was like, okay, now we kind of know what the bottle is going to look like. We kind of know what the label is going to look like. Now we got to get the stuff to go in it. And we contacted a distiller in Colorado, and these guys started sending us samples. So, you know, I had all my friends going to these focus groups to talk about the bottle, and then I had to, like, get them all back to sample, you know, different vodkas. And we finally came up with what we have, and we think it's really good. Our vision was to have a vodka that was not over distilled, and because our feeling is that, you know, there's so many vodkas out there that's like, well, we've been distilled a billion times, and so there's no taste.
Right.
So I think that the industry is going this way, and you know, thank God we're kind of like on that, you know, wave.
Mm-hmm.
But we distill it. It's distilled in small batches, and it's done in glass casks so that there's no taste from, like, any kind of a metal-y or any kind of other taste. And it has a character to it. It's got a very smooth flavor. In fact, I like to tell people just drink it on the rocks. I think it has a hint of vanilla to it, but some people say it's got a little woodsy flavor. But, it, you know, so beyond the whole we give money back and it says it on the label,
mm-hmm.
The taste part of it was very important to us. And I think we nailed it, and with the help of a lot of people, because honest to God, I can't tell you how many people I had coming over my house, and I like,
I'm sure you had takers, lots of people going, sure, I'll come over and taste vodka with you. What a great party.
Yeah, right. And, they all had a piece of paper and a pencil, and they had to, like, you know, check what's the nose like, what's the burn like, what's this like, what's that like. And, it just, I think it's really good.
Now, of course you do. Well, you think you hit the nail on the head. I'm sure once you felt right, you felt like you could launch. So was you talked about the label, you've talked about the flavor, you know, you wanted it to not be tasteless vodka. You wanted it to have some sort of a full taste and not be, you know, be not distilled to death. You've mentioned that this opportunity was the original seed to give back to the GLBT community. What percentage of, I guess we have to talk in bottles, we can't talk in drinks. So what percentage of a bottle goes back to the community, and where is it, and where will you determine where it will go?
Well, first of all, it's on the label of the bottle, it says 15% of the profits go back to the GLBT community. Mm. So, that's the amount that we're giving back. Of course, we just launched, so you know we kind of have to make a little money. That'd be good.
Yep.
But our first give back is actually with the Legacy Project, mm-hmm. and their event this week, which probably by the time everybody hears this will be last week or the week before. But
yep.
When they they're going to put plaques on all the those towers on Halsted
right.
Street, and so that's our first give back. Now, as we get going, and hopefully we get bigger, we are going to have an independent board who decides where the money goes.
Great. Well, I mean, it's obviously a concept that has worked for, you know, I think of Tom's Shoes being a really great example. I mean, this
right.
concept of philanthropy that I think, you know, there's, I mean, we keep talking about the 1%, right, as we head into this election and the 99% or whatever, this disparity in the United States. But I think one thing that there is disparity is there are people who don't make tons of money who want to give back and they don't know how. I think they get paralyzed or they get stymied by, I can't really buy a ticket to a black tie event, or maybe conceptually that feels too much for
exactly.
me. But I can do, you know, I can have activism be in my selections and my choices. I mean, I think the Equality Index from the Human Rights Campaign has always empowered even closeted people to make choices, whether it be where they have their stock portfolio or whether it be what brand they buy or what stores they walk into. So you're identifying
right.
yourself with a way to have some activism in your life while you're at your local bar and pub and restaurant or in your home.
Exactly. And, you know, we launched in Sidetrack, and I've been in there since, and I had a bartender actually tell me that one of their patrons, after, you know, they kind of told them the story, because we were in the rack above, in the glass bar, above the big bar, which is totally exciting when
exactly.
I walk in there and
yeah.
see, you know, Halsted Vodka in there. But he said to me that somebody actually said, you know what? It's great to know that I'm having a drink and that part of the money is going back to the community.
Yeah.
And like you said, it's like a small thing, but it's something a lot of people do. I won't say everybody, but a lot of people do is go out to the bar and have a vodka drink. And why not have some of that money go back to the community?
Yeah, no, I agree, and you'll sell a lot of vodka at Sidetrack, so if we can get you in a lot of different bars in a lot of different cities and a lot of different countries, that's a movement,
I mean, I've got my sights on the world. I mean, you know, if we can drink Russian vodka, then they can drink our vodka.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
I mean, I believe that we can actually go around the world with this. I really do.
Talk to me about the price point. That's obviously a significant thought. You know, do you want to be seen as that elite special bottle, or very, very, very affordable, or somewhere in between? Where is your price point lying?
Well, I'll tell you what. So far, we're not in any stores. So, but I'm working on that, because so many people want to buy it to have it in their house.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, we kind of. I have to say we're getting our bottles out of Italy because we really like them and they're really pretty. Mm-hmm. And we're probably priced on the Kettle One sort mm-hmm. of scale, like about, you know, I mean, right now the price to a bar is around the $20 mm-hmm. For a liter. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, to be honest with you, I don't know how much the markup is on that. Mm-hmm. But I mean, that's where we are. And I hope that soon we'll be in some stores where people can, give it as gifts or just have it in their house. I got to tell you, I was at a brunch, before the Pride Parade. And I took a bottle to the brunch, and they had every kind of vodka there. And Halstead vodka was, like, gone. I mean, mm-hmm. everybody drank it. I think I don't know. I think the bottle's cool. I think the design's cool. The concept's cool. And the vodka's good. And so,
Well, and you hope that the Chicago GLBT community, which I do think is actually, when you look at communities, because I've been in the GLBT community as a personality, a host, news and entertainment person now for a long time as well, 14, 15, next year will be 15 years. And so I've been to a lot of other cities and where they roll out the red carpet and they want you to see here and in Canadian cities. And, and our community is so unique here in Chicago. It's kind of what makes the city unique, right? That we have as many women living in Boys Town as we have straight people living in Boys Town. We have as many men living in Andersonville, supposedly where the lesbians
right.
are,
right.
and straight people. There is a commingling that does happen, even though neighborhoods are all fairly self-identified according to culture and community. But there's an ownership that this city has, people say that about New York, but I feel like there's going to be a sense of ownership that just calling it Halstead vodka is so personal.
And that's what we hope. Obviously we're selling a product, but bigger than that, I honestly think it's like bringing people together in mm-hmm. a way. And I agree, this could be like Chicago's vodka. I mean, I got to tell you, the bottle there's a very subtle, on the front of the label, there's a very subtle sort of rainbow color. It doesn't mean that, straight people, gay people, everybody can drink this vodka.
Right.
And in fact, I've had straight friends of mine who are like, when are you going to get that out there? We want it. It's just, I think you're right. It might take on a, this is Chicago's vodka.
Yeah, a civic pride, so to speak.
Yeah.
Pun intended. So tell me, who are the partners and supporters? I know some people may not be official partners, but I know besides all the friends that you've mentioned and just people that you have, just given you feedback. I know you have some partners in the venture, and who are those people? And I know you've also just had some significant supporters. We've mentioned a couple here, but just to give them a shout out.
Well, my good friends Jennifer and Edwin, and they live in Bucktown. I've known them for years, and their kids call me Uncle Todd. And then we have...
So they're a straight couple, we can say. It's not...
Yeah,
straight.
Yeah.
You got the allies there.
Absolutely. We have two other... a marketing guy and our gal who used to work for Jim Beam. Mm-hmm. And they actually live in London. Mm-hmm. But they come over here frequently, it's amazing. We all just have this sort of, we've all taken on our role, and I'm sort of like the guy who's out peddling it on the street, mm-hmm. but at the moment, after my day job.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just got into the Glenwood up north in Rogers
yeah.
Park.
Yeah. And they've got three bars, so you could get in all their locations, right?
Right. And we just got into Halstead's and Hydrate, and they're texting me that it's doing well.
Good.
But so... But
and you
had,
said
yeah,
Sidetrack
had,
is obviously where you launched, and you're in racks there, so that's
right.
a pretty good fixture on the strip.
Yeah, and in fact, today at 2 o'clock, we're having we're calling it like an ambassador tasting. And, you know, we've invited all the people that were in our focus groups, and then, you know, others sort of, you know, friends of mine and people who just kind of know about what's going on. To come for it's just a 1 hour tasting at Sidetrack. Sidetrack is good enough. You know, I gotta tell you, Chuck Hyde at Sidetrack,
mm-hmm.
big shout out to that guy because this has been like a 3 or 4 year process, and we've kind of gone to him along the way and asked for his opinion. And he's been really, really supportive, and they're shutting down the glass bar between 2 and 3 today.
Aww.
So that we can have a tasting for our ambassadors, so to speak.
That's fantastic. And
yeah,
are you doing are you encouraging specific drinks with the vodka, or are you encouraging it just however you drink, you know, vodka?
Yes and yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, today we're serving martinis today, but... and actually, it was with the help of Chuck and his bartenders, they've come up with a couple drinks that sound fantastic. I haven't even tried them yet, but one is like a screwdriver, but it's with a blood orange Prosecco and Cointreau and something else. And then there's another drink. I can't remember exactly what it is, but they've actually come up with some that I can't wait to try. Of course, we're pushing him to try and get us in the slushy machine.
Yeah.
You know,
that's always
why
a good
not?
Place to be, you know, why not? Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, where do you, I mean, you have this day job. You're obviously working tirelessly right now. And I know you want, I know one of the goals that we've identified here is to get the product where people can purchase and have a point of sale in a store. But where do you hope to see Halstead Vodka in 5 years?
You know what? I want to see it in Dominick's. I want to see it in Jewel. I want to see it in Whole Foods. I want to see it in New York. I want to see it in San Francisco. I want to see it in Miami. I want to see it in London. I want to see it everywhere.
I want
to see a big gold, medal around it because we've won taste competitions. At the various, you know, competitions that they have around the country and around the world.
Well, and hopefully, if all of that happens, what it nets, the currency for the GLBT community, is that it can do a lot of good, and it can put a lot back into our community. I used to say, it used to be one of my lines when I hosted events more frequently. I've gotten old, Todd, so I don't do that as much anymore. but you know, I used
but
to
yeah,
always...
no. Well, that's the other thing. I mean, I hope that we can say, oh my gosh, look at what we, and when I say we, I mean us as a community, look what we've done. You know, we helped this foundation or this mm-hmm. charity or this group or mm-hmm. whatever. I mean, I hope that we can act, you know, really look at some stuff and say, wow, you know, we as a community, we can do this.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. And it is. I've been saying this for years because, you know, you host events, you have different sponsors and you're always, you know, a particular sponsor is sponsoring an event. But I always say, you know, just be aware that you have a choice. You have a choice what you pour into your glass, what you pour into your mouth. And if somebody is supporting GLBT causes, then to me, that's a choice that ought to be looked at more closely and chosen more often. That's just how I feel. I've always felt that way. We're a community that often doesn't get to have the same power and rights, but it is a place where we get to exercise our power of choice. So I am excited to be able to go into a bar here soon and order myself a Halstead vodka and give back to the community and try your wonderful product. And I hope all of our listeners will do that as well. If you partake in alcohol, if you don't, then, you know, you can tell your friends and family. But if you do, to make the choice and get behind this spirit of the gay community, Halstead vodka, and have a glass and know that you're doing something for the community.
Absolutely. I couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, Todd, thank you so much for being on, and we wish you much success with this. And we know that we'll continue to see Halstead vodka around the community here in Chicago. And if you don't live in the Chicago area, is there a website? Is there a way people can get in touch with you to find out more about bringing Halstead vodka to their community?
Yeah, we have just a Facebook page, and it's Halstead vodka, one word. So if you go to that page, you'll know the latest, greatest stuff about the vodka, and you can send us messages there.
Fantastic. Everybody, like on your Facebook page, Halstead Vodka. We'll have that link in our show notes.
Perfect.
And you'll be able to just do one click and be right there and be a part of the conversation about Halstead Vodka as the story unfolds. Todd Woolman, thank you so much, and good luck, and have a wonderful launch.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Something to say? Call us today. 312-21-BE-GAY. Well, everybody, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful Halloween and you edge on over into November with the greatest of ease and a nice, wrappy cardigan. Everybody, I hope you have a great week. And Mitchell and I are going here next week to go see Olivia Newton-John. What can I say? I'm pretty excited. ONJ, OMG, I can't wait. Hope you have a good week. Bye. Thanks for listening to another Windy City Queercast. Special thanks to our Queercast family, Kirk Williamson, newscaster, and Di Sturkey, production editor. I'm Amy Matheny, your host. Please comment on our shows at WindyCityQueercast.com and iTunes. The next Queercast is only days away, so don't miss it. Subscribe today. Windy City Queercast. Queer and now.